Murder hunt launched after man found dead in house in Dundee.
May dip tonight.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Monday the 30th of April with today's Star headlines. I'm Francesca Vaghi.
And I'm Kelly Satchell. Tonight we'll see hundreds of St. Andrew's students descend onto East Sands to mark the May Dip. The event commemorates the heroic actions of John Honey, who spotted the distressed ship Janet of Macduff off East Sands on the 3rd of January 1880 and swam out to the ship five times to save sailors. Some students also swim into the sea to remove the curse you receive if you step on the PH cobbles outside the quad, which causes you to fail your degree. St. Andrew's Life Saving Society have released a video reminding us of safety precautions to take when taking part in the May Dip. The link to this can be found on their website, www.standrews.ac.uk/lifesave/home.
Before the May Dip, the Kate Kennedy Club will be hosting the annual Gaudi, a torchlit procession commemorating the heroism of former student John Honey. Students will be meeting at 8:30 p.m. by the castle, where the torches will be lit and heralded by pipers. The procession leads down to the pier.
Research carried out by a St. Andrew's academic has found that young people in Scotland are most satisfied with their quality of life, are more satisfied with their quality of life than most of their European counterparts. The study, which is carried out every 4 years, is focused on checking health standards of youths aged 11 to 15. It found that Scottish youngsters generally do well in school and are supported by a close network of friends. The rate of cannabis use and fizzy drinks consumption is lowering within this group as well. However, the researchers also found that 15-year-old Scottish girls are more likely to engage in unprotected sex and have a higher tendency to drink alcohol than their counterparts in Europe. The New Health Behaviours in School Aged Children, HSBC, report is published by the WHO, World Health Organization, European office, and is based on a wide-ranging survey conducted in 2009/10.
One of the university academics, Dr. Sarah Lodge, has created a series of radio essays to mark the bicentenary of the famous Victorian author of The Owl and the Pussycat, Edward Lear. The series will be broadcast on Radio 3 every night this week at 10:45 p.m. until May the 4th and will feature five different speakers, each examining a different aspect of Lear.
Last night, police units were called to a house in Mosgiel Crescent, Dundee, after receiving a call from the ambulance service saying a man had been attacked. The dead man has not yet been formally identified by the police, and the nature of the attack is also yet to be disclosed. Police are appealing for anybody with information to contact them on 0300 111 2222 or to call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.